Today's Inspiring Growth Podcast is brought to you by the number one real estate company in America. Thanks, Keller Williams, and our friend Sheila Tome.
All right, so let's take everybody back. You're off stage at America's Got Talent. You're about to step on that stage. Nobody knows you. And you step on the stage and you sing this song for the world.
I can't lie. No more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm going tired, and time stands still before me.
Well, hey, Inspiring Growth listeners, Mark P. Fisher with Amber Lee Niece, and today we're going to start a three-part series about a man whose story was captivating. The man's name is Archie Williams, and he came to my attention on America's Got Talent when he sang an Elton John song with so much emotion. And I learned the story that he had been in prison for 37 years for a crime he did not commit. And he used to watch America's Got Talent in prison. He goes, one day I want to be on that show. And sure enough, he was on that show. And that's the story we're going to tell about Archie Williams and how he was able to be in prison, not in his mind. He was free in his mind. His body was in prison. And how he was able to avoid becoming bitter and resentful toward people who harmed him. And he has this amazing story that inspired him to keep him out of the mental prison of his mind.
Oh my gosh, that song, unbelievable. The first time that I actually saw this clip from America's Got Talent, it was one of those goosebumps on goosebumps kind of moments. I'm sure that's why you thought he would make such a great guest, Mark. But I was so struck by the lyrics of this particular song. I mean, I know Elton John wrote it many moons ago, but there are a couple of these lines that I felt, wow, this is an echo of truly who he is. One says, I'm growing tired and time stands still before me, frozen here on the ladder of my life. I'm sure that is totally how he felt in prison. And he said, the verse two says, too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. The beautiful thing is that's not totally Archie's narrative. God did an incredible work, and truly, after 37 years of imprisonment, not only gave him the opportunity to be released, but also to turn around and make a difference in the lives of others. And that's the story I'm so excited to unpack. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. So let's jump back into the interview where we discover more of the backstory of Archie Williams and how he ended up in prison, and the thing that inspired him to stay strong throughout his imprisonment. Tell our listeners just what exactly happened that day, and what happened to you.
I was walking from a friend of my mother's house. We lived in apartments on Hollywood Street. And I was walking from a friend of my mother's going back to my mother's house. I was like 21 at the time. And I was going back to my mother's house because that's where I stayed. And these police with plain clothes on, they just walked up to me and surrounded me and told me to get on the ground. They drew their gun. I got on my knees and I'm like, what's up? What's going on? You know, they say, just get on the ground. And they put my handcuffs on me, they brought me. And I say, what's going on? They say, they went to read me my rights. You're under arrest for aggravated rape, aggravated burglary and attempt first degree murder. And I'm like, who said I did this, man? And they just say, come on. I say, well, won't you come let me tell my mother what you... They say, yeah, we got a search warrant to search your house anyway. So they were searching our house for the knife. They presented a butcher knife in my trial, and the victim was saying that, no, that wasn't it. One detective, she walked away from the police department. I heard two police talking about her because she was the one I was in the back seat when they was taking me to my mother's house to search my mother's house. And when they left her and me in the back seat. And she was like, baby, you don't even fit the description. Don't worry about it. They're not going to do you anything. You don't even fit the description. That's what she told me. And when they took me and she saw that they was convicting me for this crime, because the victim husband is a permanent man here in Baton Rouge. He was once the president of the bar, the law firm. He was a lawyer at the time. So he's permanent people. His mother and his daddy was permanent people here in Baton Rouge. You know, they own most of it. So they wasn't intelligent enough to catch the perpetrator, I guess. That's something to be investigated about. But anyway, they wanted somebody to pay.
We're going to find out what happens to Archie, but first... you need to understand his relationship with his mother and why he believed he was born to sing.
My mother was my hero, man. My my greatest hero and hero. She was everything to me. And when I was a baby, she told me one day, come eat this boy, and when you grow old, you're going to be able to sing. When I was 12 years old, they had a police heard me singing. And when I looked around and seen him approaching me, I thought I was disturbing the peace. and I took off running. So he told my friends to go and get me because he wanted to put me in a band. And at the age of 12, I was in a band, singing in nightclubs and, you know, Michael Jackson.
All right.
No, that's really what I did.
Give me a little bit of that music that you sang there then.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Sing one of his songs that you would sing in that
ABC,
band.
ABC, as easy as 1, 2, 3. A simple as do-re-mi.
Come on.
ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl.
Oh, that's so good.
When I was a kid, you know, I was a Michael Jackson. I didn't get in trouble much. But my mother ended up going to prison.
Okay.
Because she had two friends that came to her house and they had committed a murder in 69. I was 9. And they had committed a murder and a robbery, but she didn't know it. And that's where the police found her. So they gave her accessory after the fact.
Oh, my.
And she went to prison till I was 15. I was like 9 years old at the time.
So 6 years.
And the rest probation. She had 4 years probation.
Now, after being unexpectedly arrested, Archie now faced trial for rape, aggravated burglary, and attempted murder. And his lawyer doesn't think it looks good. So how long was your trial?
5 days, 5 nights. Not days, 5 nights. When my lawyer, she took me to the side, she knew they was going to convict me because they had, you know, when they put that charge on me, they put 3 more charges on me, 2 rapes and an aggravated burglary. Okay, and my lawyer took me to the side, Kathleen Ritchie. She took me to the side before trial and told me, they're not going to let you go. She said, I'm going to fight this with all my heart. She was pregnant at the time. She said, they're not going to let you go. If you win this, they're going to get you for one of the other ones. I'm not able to be there on the other crimes. I'm going to have another lawyer because conflict of interest now. So they end up convicting me on this.
So you're convicted of which crime?
aggravated rape, his crime, first degree murder, and aggravated burglary.
So she had to leave?
No, they dismissed the other crimes. After they got the conviction, they just dismissed them.
So she was preparing you emotionally and mentally that this thing is going to go bad.
She was preparing me that they're not going to stop until they convict me. And I just looked out. We was up like 20-something floors. And I just looked out the window and I just looked to I looked to God, man. And I just, you're talking about feelings. I don't know if I was numb or I probably was just numb. I know I was going to prison here in Louisiana.
When you know you're innocent, but your lawyer tells you they ain't going to stop until they convict you, there isn't much you can turn to. And it's easy to turn to despair. But for Archie, this was not his first experience with prison. He recalls how his mother's experience and his own helped prepare him to not turn to despair.
But when my mother went to prison, I was stuck. It's like my spirit. When the police put the handcuffs on my mother, it's like I was stuck in the house, my spirit. It's like it was stuck there. So when I got out of Angola on discharge, I went to the house to see if it was still there, and it wasn't. Because I wanted my spirit back.
Yeah.
But when my mother got out, she, you know, it was me and her, you know. But my grandmother, she just was a good woman. She was a woman that went to church and worked. My grandmother, I didn't really know much about her, but she was a good woman. All I knew is she went to church. And she, you know, and when she would play these gospel songs about, and she would play Martin Luther King. And I was nothing but a little baby. I'm talking about when I was a little baby, like 4 years old. When she played those songs, I would just start crying. When she played Martin Luther King's speech, I would just start crying. Didn't know what I was crying for. But it was like just the spirit in me. But my grandmother, she was the one that raised me, really, from, you know, ages. And she would read the Bible to me. Picture Bible with the pictures in it, and she would read it to me. And I don't know if that's where I always believed in the Creator. So when I grew old, 12 years old, I was a bad little kid. But when I would go to like the detention home, they call it here in Baton Rouge. I live here in Baton Rouge right now.
Louisiana. Okay.
And when I would go Louisiana. And I would go, when I would go to the detention center, I'd get in trouble, steal a bike, and I would go to the detention center. And every time I go to the detention center, when they close that door at night on me, I would get on my knees. And I would talk to him, and he would talk to me. And he would always tell me everything that's going to happen before it happened.
Today's Inspiring Growth Podcast is brought to you by the number one real estate company in America. Thanks, Keller Williams. And my friend, Sheila Tome. You know, the real estate market is on fire right now. In some markets, there are 4 to 5 buyers fighting for every listing. So if you're thinking, is now the time to sell? Please give our friend Sheila Tome a call, because regardless of where you live in America, she can actually help you. So I also, you know, when I asked Sheila why she loves Keller Williams so much, her answer was fast and passionate. passionate. She told me, I love the core values of Keller Williams. God, family, then business. You know, ask any of Sheila's clients and they'll tell you, Sheila is a great cheerleader and a guide for her clients. And she gets amazing results for a lower commission than most charge. For example, she had a listing on the market in July this summer. They decided to put the listing out on Monday, which is not the best day, at $845,000. Within 12 hours, they had multiple showings. There was a bidding war. The price went up to $880,000 and it was under contract by Thursday. So here's how you reach Sheila Tome. Her number is 443-907-2185, or her website is sheilatome.kw.com. That's Sheila, sheilatome.kw.com. Let's jump back into the podcast.
I always had a relationship with him. That's what I'm saying. I always had a relationship with him before I ever even studied scriptures and religion and life and so on and so on. All my life. I'm not like people that say I got to find him or I'm looking for him, because he's everywhere. And you study the scriptures, and he just showed me studying the scriptures that everything that I already knew. It's like David said, where can I go from his presence? If I go to hell, he there too. If I go wherever, the wings and go to the highest, he there. So that made me know that everywhere I go and everything that I do, he was always there. I didn't have to find him like people say. You know, I didn't have to confess my belief about the Messiah. What people did to me, they did it for evil. But he was all alone doing it for good. That's where I got my peace. Through everything in life, this is where my peace come from. Spirituality is a spirit that talks to me. That took me through that ordeal. I didn't go to prison here, because prison is of the mind. You have people, 90% of the world is in prison.
In their mind.
On drugs. On everything. On hooked on sex. Hooked on murder. I'm talking about this prison. Here.
In the mind.
Because they can't live with life. So prison is really of the mind. So when I went to that plantation, he never let me go there here.
In your head.
He would always let me know. And when I read and study, he would always reveal himself to me.
One of the hard things for you as a listener to see that I saw, because we were doing this interview by Zoom, is that Archie kept pointing to his mind. He'd say, here. And then he refers to the prison as the plantation. And what I learned later was the Louisiana State Penitentiary was built on top of the Angola plantation that was a slave plantation many, many years before, which is why he refers to it as the plantation. Now let's jump back in.
My life is just like Joseph, if you want to know that story. I went to prison for a burglary. I was working for somebody, and it's crazy. But this guy, he was like about 600 or 700 pounds, and he wanted me to have sex with his old lady. And the guy that had, he wanted to watch while I have sex with his old lady. And the guy that got me the job, he told me why we were shucking oysters. And he told me, and I was like, no, I ain't gonna do nothing like that. I was a kid, 19. And so he cased on me and he fired me. And one day I got drunk, and me and my little brother-in-law, we went I said, come on, let's go get us some seafood out of that place. I know how to get in there. And that's the first time I went to prison. I had 2 years. They gave me 2 years. Well, really, they gave me four, but they, you know, 2 years, you have good time. And that's when I discharged in 82. And 6 months later, I discharged July the 17th of 82. And January the 4th of 83, I was arrested on this charge.
So had you been in Angola for 2 years or somewhere else?
No, it wasn't Angola. It was a place that they got this lady. Her name is Elaine Hunt. She worked at Angola, and all the bloody killing that was going on there really touched her heart. Because when a guy come to Angola with 2 years, you're going to get killed or you're going to be a woman. One of the two. If you come there with a rape charge, you're going to either get killed or you're going to be a woman.
You know, folks, as Archie was talking about what happens in prison, prison life, you're going to be killed or treated like a woman is the reality of many people in the prison system. It's just the hard truth.
What saved me, my mother had two friends, the guys I was telling you about.
Right.
They was waiting on me. And they was real strong, you know.
Tell me about them.
And they protect me. One died in prison. My mama passed. One died in prison. And now the youngest one, he's still there, but he's on his way out too because he got cancer and everything else. So they're going to keep him there till they die.
So let's go back. You were sentenced to life in prison, correct?
Life in 80 years.
Plus 80.
Yeah.
I don't know how that
life
works.
For the aggravated rape, 50 for the aggravated burglary, and 30 for the aggravated burglary and 50 for the attempt murder.
You mentioned your mom came to see you in prison. Tell us about that shortly before she passed. What did she have to say to you?
My mom was my world. My mom moved up there in Angola, a mile down the street, 13 years just to be with me. My mama had four siblings, five, one boy and four girls. My baby sister died at the age of two, spinal meningitis. That left three girls and made me the baby. But me and my mom had a special relationship. She was just my world, my mother. And it was really painful for me being in prison. And she knew I was innocent because she's the one that knew I was at home asleep at the time the crime took place. She knew that I was there because that was the day that she got her food stamps, and she remembered. December the 9th was the day that she got her food stamps, and she remember I was there. I didn't remember where I was, but she remembered her.
Well, Mark, I know that this is the first of three-part series, but I feel like at this point, I'm struggling to find the hope in this. I'm struggling to see the sunshine in this. Please tell me there's sunshine.
Well, there is sunshine. And the sunshine is long, long, long time in coming. In the next two episodes, we're going to talk about Archie's America's Got Talent journey and how that changed his life. And then the third part is going to be, as you observed with the Elton John lyrics, how he is now fighting for those who are innocent in prison through the Innocence Project, and how the Innocence Project has helped him and many, many other people. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next two episodes. Now, if I was you and I was wrongly accused and put in prison, I would be angry. I would be bitter.
Everybody say that.
I'd be resentful. How in the world? What? Didn't you struggle with that?
You know, the story of Joseph, that's the story that really inspired me to not go to prison here.
In your mind.
Because Joseph said something to his brothers. They want to kill him. They tried to kill this boy. And this is a true story. They tried to kill him, but he had one brother that said, no, don't kill him, just sell him. Sell him to the Egyptians. But he told his brother in the end, because they hated him because he was a dream boy. He always told them things that was going to happen. You know the story. But he told his brothers in the end, because they thought he was going to kill him. He said, no, you meant that for evil. But God meant this for good, to preserve life. And that's what I do. I preserve life because people are inspired about me all over this world. That's preserving life.
So, hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Archie's Story and the Inspiring Growth Podcast. Thank you, Amber Lee, for co-hosting. Dylan, thanks for putting this thing together. And just as a reminder, we appreciate it when you share the podcast, when you like it, when you rate it, review it. We're very grateful for that. And just remember, folks, when it comes to connecting with other people, be kind, be present, and ask great questions. So on behalf of Archie Williams and Amber Lee Neese, I'm Mark P. Fisher with Inspiring Growth. We'll see you next time. I really want to thank our sponsor, the number one real estate in America, Keller Williams and Sheila Tome. If you're interested in buying or selling or actually becoming an agent, reach out to Sheila Tome at 443-907-2185. That's 443-907-2185 or sheilatome.kw.com.